You are listening to The Pathway, a podcast about career and technical education produced by the Southern Indiana Career and Technical Center. I'm your host, Jill Starr. Today's episode is Season 1, Episode 5. Let's get cooking. Smell something delicious? If you have the chance to walk through the hallways of the Southern Indiana Career and Technical Center, you will no doubt stop for a moment and enjoy the creations coming from the Culinary Arts classroom. Under the supervision of Chef Sam, students in this course can learn about this career field in the classroom, work in a fully functional lab designed to mimic a commercial kitchen, and then work with customers in our restaurant known as the Lunchbox. Sounds exciting, right? Today, you will get to hear an interview with a senior-level student in this program, and as a special treat, the interview is conducted by a student in the Media Communications and Broadcasting course.
I am Toria Abernathy, and we are here conducting an interview with a student from one of our mini classes. So why don't you go ahead and tell me your name and your school?
My name's Avery Clayton, and I go to New Tech Institute.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I started finding an interest in baking whenever I was really young with my grandma, and we'd always bake, and I'm really into photography and design.
Why did you decide to apply to the culinary arts program?
It's been a passion of mine for forever. I've always said that I've wanted to go into the baking and pastry industry, and whenever I heard that the Southern Indiana Career and Tech Center had a culinary arts program, I decided to apply.
Definitely seems like that program was made for you. What things do you learn in class?
We learn all sorts of things, all the way from sanitary to the skills of baking and cooking, even like just how to work like in like the front of house of a restaurant, bus tables, and work a buffet and cashier, all of those things.
Okay, so super hands-on is what I'm hearing.
Yep.
Okay, what is your favorite part of your class?
I definitely have to say on Fridays, because we have free Fridays and you can bring in anything you'd like and cook whatever you want or bake.
That sounds awesome. You should totally bring me some of that stuff. Is there a specific skill that you have learned or perfected it that you weren't aware of?
Knife skills. Your first semester, every Monday, even sometimes Fridays, you're going to work on your knife skills and learning how to do all the juliennes, the small dice, large dice, all the different dices. But it came pretty easy to me.
I'm a big baker, too. I'm not really into, like, cooking.
Yeah.
I feel like I mess up a lot. I'm trying to think. Oh my gosh, is there something that you think that you learned for cooking-wise rather than baking?
The first thing was learning how to actually, like, use a knife. Mm-hmm. Most people think that when you hold a knife, put your pointer finger on top helps you control, but it actually doesn't help you control it at all. It's better to have it. There's grooves on the sides and where you're supposed to put your fingers, and it actually helps you way more than just putting your finger on the top of the knife.
That's awesome. Do you have any plans for your future?
Eventually, I'd like to own my own bakery and start up a business.
What does your sick tick experience mean to you?
I mean, it's definitely improved a lot in myself because it really just teaches you a lot of skills that you would not get from your normal high school.
And then what would you say to encourage others to apply to this program?
I feel like if you have any interest in baking or cooking, it really would help you a lot. Just to know, even if you don't have interest, you may find an interest into it. But then also, if you don't like it, it just helps you move forward in finding out sooner that you don't really want to work in the field.
I'm kind of assuming, so tell me if I'm wrong. But what I'm hearing is it gives you a lot of life skills that you're going to need in the future.
Yes, it definitely does. In most jobs, you're working with customer service, and this program really helps with that because you're around customers almost 24/7.
I know about the Lunchbox. Can you tell us a little bit about the lunchbox?
Yeah, so the lunchbox operates almost every week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and the menu changes every day. We're open from 10:30 to 1.
I've eaten there a few times.
Yeah.
I love your guys' food. Is there a favorite thing that you've made for the lunchbox?
Probably the way it works is your junior year is when you cook and you bake everything, and we do it in stations. So my favorite station was definitely the dessert station.
The desserts.
And making all the different types of desserts.
Like I said, I'm a big baker. Do you have a favorite thing you bake?
Definitely cupcakes.
Cupcakes?
Yep.
I can use some cupcakes right now. I love making cookies and zucchini bread, all that sorts of fun things. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in.